just human growth and making a difference in this world. And I'm really proud to have you come in and join us. And
thank you. I'm glad I was free. The you know, it's the freedom to do what you like, the freedom from to be free from other things, and the freedom with. You know, and that's one of the things that has kept me here at the station for almost 8 years now, as a host and a staff member, is that we have, our programmers have the freedom to play what they'd like and to discuss the topics that they'd like. And that freedom, especially these days in the media landscape, is more valuable than gold, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. I really enjoy being able to play the music that I feel connected to and is relevant to our subjects. And it's makes it more intriguing. It's more of a real show, and something that can affect the lives of other people, you know, regardless of your race or gender or where you are in this planet. Whatever continent you are on, you can join us, and we can join you and share things about the world and in what can cause a positive impact. And that's what we're trying to do, and trying to become a more blessed place in this whole galaxy and universe.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so I'd like to thank you for joining us and sharing this beautiful music and giving us your insights of freedom.
Thank you very much. And, of course, keep on rocking in the free world, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Catch you next time.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Carnivar, the music coordinator for CJSF here at 90.1 FM. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to continue on with our program, and we're going to be playing the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, who's my brother, and he's got us a remix on from Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Really getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit.
Don't you? So it's no matter what they call it, it's just
we're back. That was Dolly Parton, 9 to 5, and a remix from JF Jake. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, stage 4. Also, the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So, an extreme survivalist and an inspiration to myself and many other people out there that know his story. Always picking up some really awesome songs and music to brighten up our day. And I'm always looking forward to hear from him. How are you doing, Shkwaisht?
I'm doing pretty good. Just trying to survive the heat.
It's already picking up there, eh?
Yeah,
so today we have a subject, and it's on freedom. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
You know, I think most people like to think freedom from slavery and such, but I think freedom is choice, our choice to do anything, eh? Our choice to do good, our choice to do bad. And, you know, freedom's good. You know, if you have a code of ethics or moral guideline, because if you really do follow your own freedom, you know, the freedom of choice to do anything you want, your own thoughts and words and actions is law unto yourself, you know. And I think, you know, that's what led all the ancient empires, you know, our ancestors, the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Inca, you know, they took their freedom to the point of becoming decadent, you know, leading up to human sacrifice. So, you know, that's where true freedom leads to if you don't have a moral compass. Code of ethics. So, you know, freedom's good, but you gotta, you know, give yourself a moral guideline to follow, because, you know, it's easy to slip into, you know, that's where I see society going right now, you know, is we're becoming too decadent. You know, that's what led to the fall of the Inca, the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Romans, the Goths.
And even soon us. Yeah, very soon us, if we don't watch out.
So, you know, we gotta balance out our freedoms with a moral compass. A code of ethics.
Yeah, it reminds me of what we were always taught by, you know, our elders and grandparents. They always said, you know, always do what's right. Always do what's right. Try to find out what's right to begin with, and then do your best to do it. And as long as you're following the principles of doing what's right, they always said that, you know, we can go to sleep with peace. We can go to anywhere without, you know, looking behind our backs, thinking that, you know, we're going to get caught for doing whatever. We won't have that fear, because we're always following the guidelines of doing what's right.
Yeah, you know, that's where the golden rule comes into play. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
So true. Yeah, it's a pretty fine line that we follow as we enjoy our freedom, we enjoy our lives, and it's so easy to step over the boundaries of other people when we're not aware, when we're not being considerate, and we're not thinking about it. We can easily overstep the lines, and we can see that in the conflicts all over the world, in the Middle East, in Russia, Ukraine, in Bangladesh, and some of these other countries that have gone through some really serious, like, genocidal holocausts. And it's always very close anywhere in the world. You know, we all think we're all safe, but it's vigilance. It's a responsibility that we gotta uphold and protect. And it takes effort. And I really enjoy your words. I really enjoy picking your brain for making, seeing what, you know, got you through all these tragedies and traumas that you've endured and got through. And it really makes me proud to be able to bring you on and get some knowledge from your brain in inspiring myself and other people out there listening to strive for, you know, making this world a better place, and even for each one of us to improve ourselves and grow in a positive, beautiful way. So I really thank you for joining us.
That's our main goal, is to be free of 9 to 5.
Yeah.
But I think 9 to 5 is good, because, you know, if you're living off grid and all that, it's 24/7. You know, we don't have the luxuries then. Temptation to be decadent.
Yeah, it seems like you know, everything has a big price in this world, and to be out in the wilderness and you know, hunting, fishing and all that, it takes some skill. It takes learning from our not even from our tragedies and mistakes, but our ancestors. And as long as we look back and we listen, we can find out what they've gone through and learn from them. The more we listen, the more we can get through this life in a more peaceful way. You know, if I speak to myself, you know, I the more that I listen to other people and learn and gather knowledge, it makes a difference. It makes my life a lot easier, more upbeat, especially when I, you know, speak to a lot of our co-hosts on this radio program, and it just refreshes me, gives me energy, and I just like to share with, you know, our listener out there all over the world, and be a positive light to everybody as much as I can, and bring other people that have inspirational stories in to share with everybody. So thank you so much for joining us, and I guess we're gonna be having to say bye for now soon. So
okay, yeah, I thank you guys there at the station, you guys on the mics, and the guys in the background, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you 1,000-fold.
Beautiful. So looking forward to hearing from you again next week, and just lots of love to you, and well wishes to your recovery, and so yeah, bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkana, BC, and always inspirational to listen to what he has to say on some of our subjects, and learn from him in what made him tick and survive all his traumas and tragedies that were many. And so we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Some politicians love to tell us that we have to choose between policies that support people or policies that grow the economy. But we don't have to choose. A strong economy isn't only about stock markets and GDP. It's about all of us being able to afford our rent, our groceries, our medication. When we all thrive, the economy thrives too. Together, we can demand better. Take action at demandbettertoday.ca.
All right, we're back. And coming up next, hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of our public relations officer of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Mary. And we're going to play her song. And this song is from Godsleep. And the song is called Ex Nowhere Man. And they're from Greece. So it's pretty cool, pretty heavy. Let's have a listen. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. Wow. That was an awesome song, and that was a band called God Sleep, and their song X Nowhere Man. And we have with us, we have the public relations officer of Eagle Nation Universal Protection Society, Mary. And she's a big reason why I'm still living on this world and earth. And yeah, we have an update. And welcome to the program, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you so much, Chief. And hello to everybody at CGSF and all our wonderful listeners. Thank you. Hope everybody's having a great time. I'm just going to quickly give everybody an update. As most of our listeners are aware, and we talk about it quite often, the human rights, I call it No Human Rights Tribunal, because they've been playing this nasty game, and I'm playing a game along with them too. So, yeah, they wanted, past few months, they were pushing to have a meeting with you and myself, and I declined. I said no. It's been since 2019. It's been 6 years. And we had enough of meeting. We had, every time an officer took over our case, we had a meeting with that person. And it's been six different officers, and we had six different meetings lasting over an hour. Mm-hmm. And you have enough evidence. You have enough of meeting. And I totally declined to have any more meeting. And I said no. And unless, as Chief, you and I discussed, I told them last time, actually it was a month ago, I said, because they were pushing. And we decided to tell them, okay, we'll have a meeting, but it will be on the air. And they disagreed. So then the meeting was over. They said, okay, no more meeting. And now they came up with this conference, case management conference, they call it. As I said, they're playing a game. And I, back and forth, I respond to them. They respond back to me. I said, what is this case management conference now you're demanding? And they said, oh, it's just for everyone to know better what's going on. Oh, my. Anyway, again, you and I decided to talk over this. And I told them, yes, I agreed. I agreed to conference just to wrap this up. And I said, okay, I hope this is the last of these meetings that you're imposing on us. And start really this time proceeding with our file after 6 years. And they set it for 28th of April this month, and I agreed, and I said, but we will be broadcasting it. And that scares the hell out of them when I say that. I said, yeah, it will be in the media, and I just want to let everybody know that it will be broadcasted, it will be in the media, just for transparency.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Yes. That's wonderful news.
And now,
news.
One of them said, it was set for 28th of April, and one of them is saying, oh, no, I can't make it 28th now. So we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll see for sure. And the show goes on. We're all looking forward to it. We'll see what happens. Thank
absolutely.
You. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the update. And
my pleasure.
And we'll talk more, and we'll explore.
Absolutely. You all have a wonderful day.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our representative from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, our public relations officer, Mary. And so we're going to have to wrap up our program. Thank you all so much for joining us. We have a song here from Japan. group called Haku, and their song is just listed as a studio session. So enjoy, everybody. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. Coming up next, hopefully, we'll be live with Jacob and his art show. Enjoy, everybody. Bye for now.